Our guest at the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, it's a big week, and people have been pointing to this week, I guess all year, maybe longer than that, for Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker to come out.
It's here, finally, and it's the ninth movie in this series, which is actually three trilogies, beginning in 1977 with the original Star Wars. And Anthony Daniels, the man who plays who's the voice of, or the actor who plays that.
C-3PO.
He's the only one who's still there. He's actually still in the role.
Throughout the entire
time.
They
got a new Chewbacca this time. Uh-huh. They got a new guy for that.
So. Well, now I see in the credits, I see Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher are credited.
They're there. I mean, yeah, they're back.
But they haven't been through the entire series.
No, but they're back. The people that start, in every film. No, that's true.
Not like Daniels.
He's been in every film.
So this movie, The Rise of Skywalker, this is part of the lineage of the original Star Wars going back to 77.
Yes, Luke Skywalker was his name, and the name continues and is going to go on, and maybe the I don't know that this is the end of this particular. Well, it is the end of the nine series, but there might be Skywalkers in the other movies eventually.
So there's, as we were talking before we turned the microphones on, there's a whole different set of Star Wars movies out there. It gets very confusing that they are really not related to the original Star Wars.
The only thing I can see that they have in common is that they all have stormtroopers, no matter what. But several of them are prequels to any of the events in the first Star Wars, and they are on another track. And their people are just like a one-off movie. That's it. They're not in anymore. So it's confusing.
So this movie is the ninth in a series dating back to the original Star Wars in 77.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Of course, Carrie Fisher died.
Right. They had used her scenes from other things, and they of course, manipulated the scenes so what she said fit.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of footage of her.
Yeah. And Mark Hamill, his are new scenes?
Yeah.
And he's in his 60s.
Yes, he is. And there's some surprises. Some other people some who aren't such a surprise. One of the villains is Palpatine, and he was the bad guy back in like the third one. Mm. So it's interesting to have him back.
Okay. Do you need to have seen the recent movies?
No, it's standalone. You could not know anything about any of them. I mean, I guess you need the Force and some of the things that they refer to. But it's this new cast that began three films back with Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, and Oscar Isaac. They are the three Jedi warriors who are on the side of the Resistance. And Carrie Fisher is still Princess Leia, or General Leia, and she's guiding them.
We're talking with Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. We're going to be talking about Cats, but one more question on the Star Wars movie, the Rise of Skywalker. Now, the reviews have been kind of mixed that I have seen, but you think the fans are going to enjoy
this?
It's
fan worthy. It's aimed to the fans. It answers all kinds of things that had been no one had ever told them before. It ties up the entire series in a really beautiful way, I think. And it's way too nostalgic for some of the young people, especially some of the young critics. They like the other ones, which are more violent, by the way, whatever that says, and that they don't have these characters. They're tired of these characters.
Okay, so it's the wait is over, and it's in the big multiplexes now. So we have a couple of minutes left. Cats, based on the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, is out. I'm very surprised that this hasn't been made a movie before now.
I think it was because of the difficulty in doing it. It's got some really great technology, what they call it, digital fur technology. Everybody's covered with fur, and they are all cat-like.
Right.
And it's kind of different to have them up on a stage like this in costumes, but to have them, you know, like you see it in the big screen, that's different. So they have come up with this, and it's very convincing. I mean, the fur-covered folks.
Now, James Corden is in this.
He's great. He steals his scenes. Yes, he plays one of the cats.
Huh? He's a late night TV show host.
But he was originally a musical star, or he was on stage in England originally.
Okay,
and so
has he been in any movies?
Oh yeah, I think he's been in. He's been in a couple.
Well, I don't get out as much as I should, but I think of him mainly as the late night TV star. I know he's a singer as well. So he's very good.
He's excellent. He steals his scenes. And Taylor Swift has a really big role. I thought she was the lead, but the actual lead in the whole thing is this Victoria cat, who is a ballerina from London named Francesca Hayward. Hayward.
Yeah, the music, I guess, lives up to standard.
Jennifer Hudson does the Grisabella role, which is the beautiful song. And it's very clever, and they open it up, but it is kind of, in a sense, it's stage-bound. It's a fantasy. There's nothing real about it, but it's much better than I expected. It's like the play, but you can understand every single word. And when I've seen it like that, a lot got lost to me, and even of the songs, and the dancing is just superior.
Fantastic. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Next time we'll talk about your favorite movies of the year.
That's exactly, yes.
All right, great. Alice Reese is the Herald Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.